Stark, this is dictating on Thomas Klein, KLINE. Klein, Thomas, THOMAS. Date of birth is 8/26/88. Date was it 11/13/23. Please make a copy for Stephanie Sanchez, APRN. Stephanie, STEPHANIE. Stephanie Sanchez, SANCHEZ. Date of council 11/13. Next paragraph, dear Stephanie, thank you for sending Thomas Klein for evaluation. Next paragraph, his present illness. This is a 35-year-old male who has a long-standing history of smoking. Half to one pack per day. Has also been vaping for the past 3 years. The patient has been experiencing cough and chest congestion and denies significant shortness of breath. He, however, has been bringing up some slightly bloody sputum early in the mornings. And states he has some postnasal drip and also had some bleeding from his gums. Period. His chest CT done in July 2022 showed pleural-based nodules in the left lower lobe, and 6-month follow-up was suggested. The nodules were measuring around 6 millimeter, and there was no pleural thickening. And no pleural effusion, period. Next paragraph. The patient did lose weight up to 30 pounds in the past 3 years. And he has some sinus drainage, postnasal drip, and wheezing, period. Next paragraph. Past history includes history of COVID-19 infection and history of bronchitis as well as pneumonia. He had hydrocele surgery times one. He has a history of asbestosis. He has a history of asbestos exposure and also had PTSD. Has chronic pain, period. Uses prescription marijuana. Next paragraph. Habits, the patient smoked one pack per day for 25 years and was vaping since the past 3 years. Drank alcohol heavily in the past, but quit drinking. More than 5 years ago. Next, allergies, none listed. Next, family history, both parents alive and in good health. Next paragraph. System review. The patient has shortness of breath, cough, wheezing, mild mouthitis. He has reflux symptoms and nausea. He has chest pain, jaw pain, arm pain, and calf muscle pain, and palpitations. has no muscle aches or joint swelling, denies bruising, bleeding, bruising, but has bleeding gums and enlarged glands. He has no seizures, but has headache and numbness in the extremities. He has no urinary frequency dysuria, no cataracts or glaucoma. He has fatigue, and he has depression and anxiety. Next, med list. I'm sorry, allergies, none listed. Next, med list. Albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, PRN. And Noro Ellipta, 1 puff daily. Next, physical exam. This thinly built young white males, alert, pale, no acute distress. Blood pressure, 138 by 80, pulse 92, respiration 20, temps 97.5. Weight is 127, saturation 98. HEND norms, phallic, pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, he has no inflammation. Next supplement, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, the lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions. And occasional wheezes for scattered bilaterally prolonged expiration. Heart, the heart seems irregular, asthma, no S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no again, omegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions or edema, no calf tenderness. Reflex on the one plus with no gross motor atrophy. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Next paragraph, impression number one. Chronic bronchitis and COPD. Number two. I'm sorry, just put COPD and chronic bronchitis. Number two is lung nodules etiology to be determined. Number three is hemoptysis versus epistaxis. And number four is nicotine dependency. Next paragraph plan. The patient was advised to quit smoking and vaping. He also was advised to use the albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs TID PRN. Advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with lung volumes and blood gases. Also advised to get a CBC and a complete metabolic profile. He would need a follow-up chest CT. I also suggested to him that a bronchoscopy may be necessary to evaluate the hemoptysis and lung nodules. And a follow-up will be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Stephanie Sanchez, SANCHEZ, ARNP. Thank you.